Genesis chapter 4. Cain and Abel gave thanks to God. Verse 1.
Adam and Eve slept together, like a man does with his wife. And then Eve had a baby boy. Eve said,
God has helped me make another human.
So she gave him the name Cain. That name means make. After that, they had another son, and she gave him the name Abel. Abel grew up, and he looked after sheep and goats all the time. Cain grew up, and he became a gardener. He dug the ground and grew plants for people to eat. One day, Cain brought a gift to give to God. He brought some food from his garden. And Abel brought a gift to give to God too. He gave God some of his young sheep and goats. They were the first ones born to their mothers. Abel brought the best bits of meat from those sheep and goats. And God was happy with Abel and with his gift. But God was not happy with Cain or with his gift. Then Cain got very angry. His face changed, and he looked very sad. God said to Cain,
Why are you angry? Why do you look sad? If you do the right thing, I will be happy with you. But if you don't do the right thing, look out. You will always want to do more bad things. But you have to control yourself and stop doing bad things.
After that, Cain went to his brother, Abel, and said,
Let's go for a walk.
So Cain and Abel went out bush together. While they were there, Cain hit his brother and killed him dead. Later, God said to Cain,
Where is your brother, Abel?
Cain said,
I don't know where my brother is. It's not my job to look after him.
God said to Cain,
You did a really bad thing. Your brother's blood is on the ground. It's like his blood is calling out to me. It is telling me you killed him. So now I'm going to curse you. You killed your brother, and his blood is on the ground. So I will make the ground bad for you. If you try to grow plants in the ground, nothing will grow for you. You will go away from me, and you will walk around in lots of places, but you will not have a home.
Cain said to God,
God, you are too hard on me. If you make me leave this land where I grow my food, and if you make me go away from you, and if you make me walk around everywhere so I will not have a home, then somebody will find me and finish me.
God said,
I will not let that happen. I'll tell everybody that if they kill you, then I will punish them 7 times more than I punished you.
So God put a mark on Cain's head so that everybody will know that they can't kill him.
The people born into Cain's family. Genesis chapter 4, verse 16.
After that, Cain went away from God and went to live in a place called Nod. That country was on the east side of Eden. Cain slept with his wife, like married people do together. And then she had a baby boy called Enoch. Cain built a town, and he also called it Enoch after his son. Enoch grew up, and he had a son called Irad. Irad grew up, and he had a son called Mehujael. Mehujael grew up, and he had a son called Methushael. Methushael grew up, and he had a son called Lamech. Lamech grew up, and he married two women. One wife's name was Ada, and the other wife's name was Zillah. Lamech's wife, Ada, had a baby boy called Jabal. Jabal grew up, and he was the first person to go around with mobs of cows and bulls, just living in a tent, not a house. Ada had another son called Jubal. Jubal grew up and was the first person to play musical instruments. He played a harp and a flute. Lamech's other wife, Zillah, had a son called Tubal-Cain. Tubal-Cain grew up and made tools from iron and from a brown metal called bronze. Zillah also had a daughter called Naamah. One day, Lamech said to his two wives,
Ada and Zillah, listen to me properly. A young man hit me and hurt me, so I killed him dead. God said that if anyone killed Cain, he will punish that person 7 times more than he punished Cain. I reckon I'm more important than Cain. So if somebody kills me for killing that young man, I reckon God will punish that person 77 times more than he punished Cain.
Adam and Eve had another son. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25.
Adam and Eve slept together again, like a man does with his wife. And they had another son, and they gave him the name Seth. That name means gave. Eve said,
God gave me another son to take the place of Abel, our son that Cain killed.
Seth grew up, and he had a son too, and he gave him the name Enosh. At that time, people started to call God by his special name, Yahweh, when they showed respect to him.